Haderech Antarwe Knesset Yechezkel, Harav Dain Yehoinus and David Hul, Shlita, showering and washing on Yom Tov.
Thank you, Mishus. Harav, Mishus, my father. I'd like to echo the words of Moshe a few moments ago about how we live in a Malchut Shel Chesed and we're privileged to live in a country which is ruled by Her Majesty the Queen, and it's an auspicious occasion, 70 years on the throne, and the whole country has benefited from her leadership, her guidance, her unifying presence and her grace, and may the Rebbe Shlom give her many more years in health and success in leading the nation. Ashreichem Yisrael, that we are using the opportunity of an extra holiday to learn Torah and attend Shiurim and prepare for Kabbalah HaTorah. The subject of showering and washing on Yom Tov is actually a very broad subject, and we're going to try and do justice to it somewhat in the half an hour that we've been allotted. Let's start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem, which is talking about washing on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that Be'etzem, if you have, you're obviously not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos, that everyone understands. So it's of Havor, of lighting a fire, it's of Bishul, also Men HaTorah. But if you have hot water which has been heated up already from Erev Shabbos, Me'ikra did, the Gemara says, it used to be that it would be permitted to wash, to have a hot bath on Shabbos if the water was heated up before Shabbos. There's no Issa of Rechitza Min HaTorah, it's not a Malacha. The trouble is that the bathhouses in those days, in the times of Chazal, were heated up by attendants, and the attendants would start heating up the bathhouses actually on Shabbos itself. And when people would come, they'd say, don't worry, it was heated up before Shabbos. And because of that, Chazal made the Gezerah, and they said, you're not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos with hot water, even if the hot water has been heated up before Shabbos. The Gemara says originally they allowed saunas, then they banned that as well because it didn't help. So that was the halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down it was Shabbos and Shin Kaf Vav, Sif Aleph. Also, Lilchot Kol Gufa, you can't wash your whole body. Afilu Kol Eva Ve'eva Levad. Even if you don't go into the bath in one go, but you wash just limb by limb, nonetheless, if you can't wash on Shabbos with hot water, Afilu B'mayim Shulchan of Erev Shabbos, even though the water is heated up on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, you can wash mutar lirchus behem ponov yodav v'raglav. You can wash your hands, your feet, and your face with hot water, as long as it's been warmed up before Shabbos. And Paskim say, Mishnah Berurah brings down, as long as it's not roiv gufa, it doesn't have to be dafka hands, legs, and face. That's the example Chazal give. It has to be less than roiv guf. Says the Shulchan Aruch, with cold water, you're allowed to bathe on Shabbos. That is clear from the Gemara. And so paskins the Shulchan Aruch without any choylik. However, we will see towards the end of the shiur that it's not so poshut at all, and lemaisa, the poskim are noig to asa washing in cold water as well on Shabbos. Rakel Bonim, that's the halacha on Shabbos. You obviously can't heat up water on Shabbos to wash. If the water's been heated up before Shabbos, you can wash ponov yodav araglov, and that's all. Not the whole guf, and not even if you do it eva, limb by limb. When it comes to Yom Tov, we all know the Torah says, v'vayim arishu mikro kodesh, v'vayim ashvi mikro kodesh yelachem, kom melocha lo yeyotzer behem, ach asher yeyochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyotzer lachem. On Yom Tov, all the melochas of Shabbos apply, except for melochas of ochel nefesh, things which are involved with preparing food. As the Mishnah Megillah says, "Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad." What is called Ochel Nefesh is a huge subject in the Gemara, and the Pesach we're not going to go into that right now. But certainly, cooking hot water or something like that for drinking on Yom Tov is perfectly permissible. Says the Mishnah in Beis Daf Kaf Aleph on Beis, "Beshamay Oimim Lo Yecham Odom Chamin Uraglov." Beshamay say on Yom Tov you're not allowed to warm up water even to wash just your feet. Unless you're warming up for drinking, and you have leftover, then you can use that. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Well, won't spend time on that because we want to concentrate on Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Matir. Beis Hillel says it's mutter to wash, to warm up water on Yom Tov, to wash lechayor raglov. Beis Hillel said you can't even do it to wash your feet, and Beis Hillel say you can. The Mishnah carries on. Oisem adam madura muskam and kenegdo. You can also build a fire and warm yourself up next to it on Yom Tov. And the Poshkim say that's also Beis Hillel. The Shammai argue, but we hold like Beis Hillel. What melacha is involved in warming up a fire? You can't, if you have already a light, you're not allowed to strike a match or create a fire on Yom Tov. It's an issur of noilad. But if you already have a fire, you can use that to transfer to a pile of wood to make a fire in order to warm yourself up. Now, the Rif points out, and others, that although the Mishnah says according to Beis Hillel you're allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov for Raglov, but it's only, again, Ponov Yod of Raglov, but not the whole group. I say it's Meduik in the Mishnah, and in fact, it's pretty much Meforish in the Mishnah in Shabbos as well. Mishnah in Shabbos, Lamed Ches, Lamed Beis, it's talking about Hilchos Shabbos there, Maisa B'Anshei Tveria, the people from Tveria, they used to take a pipe of cold water and put it through a pipe of hot water, and that way warm up the cold water. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, L'maisa it's Osa, Chachamim Asad it. And he said, if it's on Shabbos, it's like Chamin Shuchim by Shabbos. If it's done on Yom Tov, it's Chamin Shuchim by Yom Tov, Vasurim Berechitza. Says the Mishnah, water which is heated up on Yom Tov, it's forbidden to wash with. So the Mishnah in Beitza says you're allowed to wash Raglov. And the Mishnah in Shabbos says water which is heated up on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wash. Say all the Rishonim. The explanation is you're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash Ponav Yodav Raglov, but not the whole Guf. And again, Vafilu Eva, Eva, you can't do that. Why are you allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov for washing? It's Lechura, not called Ochel Nefesh. It's not for drinking or for eating or for food. So many Rishonim learn that it's a principle the Gemara says in Beitza of Mitoch, Beis Hillel holds Mitoch Shehutcha, the Tzoch Ochel Nefesh, Hutcha Namish Shalom, the Tzoch Ochel Nefesh. Malachas which were permitted for Ochel Nefesh are also permitted even if it's not for Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, since you're allowed to warm up water for cooking or for drinking, you're allowed to warm up water for a chitza. But you're not allowed to warm up water for a chitza of the whole group. We'll see why in a moment. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam says that the reason why you're allowed to warm up water to wash on Yom Tov is for a different reason. He says, the Pasuk says, Ach Hashem Ye'ochel Lechol Nefesh, and that is Kolol Hanos Haguf Kulam. That's Rashi in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, and in Yad he says the same thing as well. Ochel Nefesh, says the Rambam, doesn't just mean food, eating, it also means any benefit which the body gets directly. And therefore, that's the reason why you can make a fire to warm yourself on Yom Tov as well. The same reason. Because it's Hanah, so Kuf is called Ochel Nefesh. So, according to the according to what we've said now, the Mishnah clearly says, according to Beis Hillel, we paskin like that, you can warm up water on Yom Tov to wash Ponav Yodav Raglov, but not the whole body, even Eva Eva. What's the reason why you can't warm up water for the whole body? Tosfos in Shabbos and also in Beitza says, the reason is because washing a whole guf in hot water is not dover hashova lechol nefesh. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Taf Ches which says, although the Torah says you can do a malach on Yom Tov if it's for ochel nefesh, it's got to be, Chazal Darshan, it's got to be dover hashova lechol nefesh. It's got to be something that everybody does. Everybody does it not necessarily all the time and every day. What it means is that most people do this very frequently. Most people frequently warm up water to wash their hands or to wash their face. In the times of Chazal, certainly, and we'll talk about our days in a few moments, Mitzvashem, it wasn't normal for people to warm up water to wash the whole guf. And presumably the reason for that was that it simply wasn't practical. People didn't have baths, they didn't have hot water that you could instantly heat. And therefore, the only opportunity you would get to wash with hot water was to make a container, a barrel, or an urn of hot water, and use that to wash your hands, your face, your feet, whatever else. Not the roiv guf. You never went into a bath, there was no such thing. The only opportunity you had was to go to a merchatz, so it was a special place which was set aside, where they had a bath, a communal bath, which were heated up, presumably were very expensive, and most people didn't actually use them. And therefore, it wasn't shovel chol nefesh. According to Tosfos, if you're saying that the reason why you can't warm up water on Yom Tov is because it's not shovel chol nefesh, that means it's awesome min ha-Torah, because the Torah allowed melochos for ochel nefesh, but not if it's not shovel chol nefesh. And therefore, according to Tosfos, when the Mishnah says you cannot warm up water on Yom Tov in order to wash the whole guf, that's isa min ha-Torah. The Rambam learns differently, and the Pashtus, the reason for that is because the Rambam actually doesn't paskin anywhere that you need malocha shovel chol nefesh. What the Rambam does with the Gemara Ksubis is a kasha, is a penei sure, there's mafarshim on that, but the Pashtus, the Rambam doesn't actually bring that as a requirement. The Rambam says the reason why you can't warm up water on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf is because of gezeiras merchatz. Just like we find that on Shabbos, you can't heat up water on Shabbos because it's osam in Torah. You can't heat up water on Erev Shabbos to wash your whole guf on Shabbos because of gezeiras merchatz. Chazal said that the attendants there at the bathhouses used to warm up water on Shabbos and say they did Erev Shabbos. So Chazal banned using hot water even if it was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Says the Rambam, on Yom Tov itself, if water is heated up, although min ha-Torah it would be mutter, not like Tosfos who says it's not shovel chol nefesh, Rambam doesn't have a problem with that. It would be mutter min ha-Torah, but midrabbanan is also gezeiras merchatz otu Shabbos. When they asked Shabbos, Shabbos is anyway otu min ha-Torah to heat up water, but because of the concern that people would heat up water on Shabbos to wash the whole guf, their attendants, Mamela they asked it on water which was heated up erev Shabbos, and they asked water which was heated up on Yom Tov. However, says the Rambam, water which was heated up on Erev Yom Tov can be used on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf. So says the Rambam, the Rif says that, it brings down Rishonim to go on. Many Rishonim, if not most Rishonim, hold like that. So to sum up, according to the Rambam, water which is heated up on Shabbos, obviously, it's also a doom in our Torah, you're not allowed to use that to wash at all. Water which is heated up on Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah says you're allowed to use that on Shabbos to wash your hands and face, but not more, not the whole guf, and not even if you do it Eva. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, on Yom Tov itself, water which is heated up on Yom Tov, you can use for Pon of Yad V'Raglov. You can't use water which is heated up on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf. Water which is heated up on Erev Yom Tov, if you want to use that on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf, according to the Rambam, you're allowed to do it. However, according to the Ran, in Tosfos' understanding, you can't. And the Ran explains, why can't you heat up water on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf? According to the Rambam, it's only midrabbanan, because it's gezeiras merchatz, and therefore, if you heated up water Erev Yom Tov, they're not going to extend the ban so far. But according to Tosfos, the reason why you can't heat up water to wash the whole guf on Yom Tov is that it's a deraisa, because it's ain't a shovel chol nefesh. In that case, if you heat up water Erev Yom Tov to wash the whole guf, there's also going to be a gezeiras merchatz. Just like on Shabbos, heating up water on Shabbos is a deraisa, so Chazal banned it even if you heated up water Erev Shabbos. So too on Yom Tov, according to Tosfos, if you heat up water on Yom Tov, it's also min ha-Torah if you're using it to wash the whole guf, because it's not shovel chol nefesh, and therefore if you heat up water Erev Yom Tov, it's also going to be also. So says the Ran in Tosfos. And the bottom line is, it comes out as a machlokus in the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskud, like the Rambam, and like many Rishonim, and says that water which is heated up on Yom Tov, you can use for Pon of Yad V'Raglav, but water which is heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you can use to wash the whole guf. Mutar lechamim b'Yom Tov, mayim lirchatz yodav, avol lo kol gufoy, even if you do it Eva. But avol mayim shehuchem b'Erev Yom Tov, according to the Mechaba, mutar lirchatz kol gufoy ke'echod, you can wash the whole guf together. Miu adds the Shulchan Aruch, and this is also based on a run, Dafka chutz v'merchatz, only if you're outside a merchatz. In a merchatz itself, even the Rambam agrees that if the water's heated up, at Erev Yom Tov, you can't use it. Ben Sid Abashol says that nowadays our bathrooms are not considered a merchatz. The gezeiros on the communal bathhouses where there were the balonim, there were the attendants who were choshish that they would warm up the water on Shabbat or on Yom Tov. And nowadays, now bathrooms doesn't matter. So although the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says you can't use water which is heated up Erev Yom Tov to wash the roof in a Merachatz, and now there's now bathrooms that doesn't apply. That's the Shitta of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says not like that. The Ramah says, V'yesh oisrei mechol inyan v'chein noagin. The Ramah says, there are Rishonim who ban it, and Pashas, that's the Tosfos. Tosfos says that warming up water on Yom Tov to wash the whole roof is also min ha-Torah, because it's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh. And therefore, even water which was heated up Erev Yom Tov, you can't use on Yom Tov to wash the whole roof. So says the Ramah. However, in this there is a kula. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from Eliyahu. Rabbah brings down from Rishonim, from the Rashba on the Ritva, who say that Eva, you can wash. Even according to the Ramah, that you can't use water which was heated up Erev Yom Tov to wash the whole guf. However, if you want to wash the whole guf limb by limb, not all together in one go, not going into the bath, but putting it in a shower, for example, not standing under the shower, but limb by limb washing it, then you are allowed. Only in this case, water which is heated up Erev Yom Tov, and you want to use it on Yom Tov. So says the Ramah. We'll come and summarize this again towards the end of the session to make it a little bit clearer. So again, where we're holding at the moment is, you can warm up water on Yom Tov to wash Ponav Yadav Raglov, but not the whole goof, even if you're only washing it limb by limb. That's also according to everybody. And that's Meduik and Mefurish in the Mishnais and the Gemara. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're warming up water on Yom Tov to wash Ponav Yadav Raglov, you shouldn't do that in a Merchatz either. Because of the Gezerah, you might come to wash the whole goof, which is Osa. So says the Mishnah Berurah, and the reference given is to a Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef apparently shame the Ram. If you look at the Beis Yosef, it's in Tov Kuv Yud Aleph, it doesn't say that. The Ram doesn't say that at all. The Ram is not talking about Ponav Yodav Raglov on Yom Tov. The Ram is talking about Kol Gufoy, according to the Rambam Shit, who holds if you warm up water Erev Yom Tov, it's allowed Kol Gufoy, he says not in America, which we mentioned earlier. But I don't know where the Mishnah Berurah gets this from. He adds in this idea that if you're warming up water for Ponav Yadav Raglov, you can only do it outside a Merchatz and not in a Merchatz. And Mishnah Berurah adds in that Gezeru, you might come to wash the whole goof. That doesn't necessarily appear in the Beis Yosef and the Ram. I'm not sure where that comes from. Now, Kaponim, that's the halacha. So again, to summarize, water which has been heated up on Yom Tov, you can wash Ponav Yadav Raglov. Not the whole goof, even if you wash it Eva. The reason why, according to Tosis, is in Shavu L'chol Nefesh, according to Rambam, is a Gezeras Merchatz. If water has been heated up an Erev Yom Tov, then according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, you can wash the whole guf, as long as you're not in a Merchatz, which is the normal situation nowadays. According to the Ramah, that is Osir as well, which is Gezeras Merchatz also, but only if you want to wash your whole body together. If you want to wash limb by limb, then L'kula Alma is mutter to wash with water which has been heated up on Erev Yom Tov. Halacha l'maisa, normally Sfaradim would follow the Mechaber and Ashkenazim would follow the Ramah. Apparently there are some Sfaradish Kehillahs who on this actually Paskin and Machmer like the Ramah, and therefore everybody should ask the Rav exactly how their Kehillah has to Paskin on this. But those are the Halachas. Now let's talk a little bit about more l'maisa nowadays. If according to Tosfos, the reason why you can't warm up water on Yom Tov to wash your whole guf is because it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Arguably, today the Matthias has changed. Now it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's very common for many people, if not most people, to warm up water or to have a hot bath or a hot shower on a regular basis. That's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out. To be Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it doesn't have to be every person, it doesn't have to be every day. It has to be most people commonly do such a thing. And therefore, arguably, that is the case nowadays, and therefore, the question is, if warming up water on Yom Tov is mutter today, even according to the Ramah, because now it's Shoveh L'chol Nefesh L'chor. This is a big machlokes achreinim of Hantikah Poskim. There are a number of Poskim who say that these things don't change. Once something was Ein Shoveh L'chol Nefesh, it remains so even if the Matzias changes. So Shtikah L'Pele, because the Prima Godim says the hedge are not like that, and the Mishnah Berurah himself actually brings it down in Bi'ah Locha. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about smoking on Yom Tov. The Gemara says that putting incense or sweet-smelling spices on flames to create a nice scent in the room is called Mugma, is also on Yom Tov because it's not Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Only fussy people do that. Most people don't do that. So Bi'ah Locha brings down that smoking, which is Shoveh L'chol Nefesh, in his day, it was very common. People did it, and some people even claimed it was therapeutic. therefore it now becomes Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, and it would be Mutter. So it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah and from Prima Godim and others that Shabbat Lechol Nefesh does depend on the circumstances. Circumstances can change. Most poskim today incidentally hold that it's forbidden to smoke on Yom Tov, because nowadays it's clearly not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. It's been proven that it's actually detrimental to health. Vast majority of people do not smoke, even on rare occasions. And therefore, according to many poskim today, to smoke on Yom Tov is an issur min haTorah, because it's not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh.
Most poskim say that it's also, if you are a regular smoker, to smoke on Yom Tov.
Most poskim say that. There are those who are mati. That's not the subject of our discussion today. But al kaponim, it could be argued that showering or taking a hot bath on Yom Tov today is Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, and it would be mutter. However, that doesn't really solve our problems entirely. Number one, because don't forget we have the Machaber and the Rambam, who says that the reason why you can't warm up water on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf is not because it's in Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, it's a Gezeirah Shmercha. And therefore, it's not going to help you if you're choshes for the Rambam and the Machaber. Number two, the Chazal, don't forget, said, according to Tosfos, on Yom Tov you can't warm up water with kol haguf because ain shabbat lechol nefesh, asur min haTorah, and there they asked it on water which was heated up on erev Yom Tov as well. Because of gezeiras merchat, because of those who would have warmed up the water on Yom Tov, which would be offered because of ain shabbat lechol nefesh. So now, this is something which one can think about. If it's true that nowadays warming up water to have a hot bath is shabbat lechol nefesh, then it would be mutter on Yom Tov. Well, what about water you heated up on Erev Yom Tov? There would no longer be a gezeiras merchatz, because the gezeiras only you might come to do on Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is mutter, because it's ain shabbat lechol nefesh. Arguably, one could say the opposite. One could say, Chazal said that in their times it was ain shabbat lechol nefesh, and therefore it was also min haTorah on Yom Tov. To warm it up on Erev Yom Tov, they made a gezeira on merchatz. That gezeira stays. You can't get rid of a gezeiras Chazal nowadays just because you don't like it anymore. And the main it will be also, because in those days it was Ein Shabbat Lechol Nefesh to do it on Yom Tov. So it would be also Erev Yom Tov. If it's also Erev Yom Tov, Midrabonon is also still today Midrabonon, then it's going to be also Kol Shekein on Yom Tov as well. So even if it could be argued that it's not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, that today is Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, it's doubtful Bechlal, I would certainly notice to say, that it would still be also Midrabonon, because in those days they made a Gezerah Erev Yom Tov, or Gezerah Smerchas, and therefore it would remain also today, and therefore it would remain also if it was also on Yom Tov also, if it was heat up on Yom Tov as well. Al Kaponim. Now let's talk about a little about the Maisa, how it works nowadays. Nowadays, when we're talking about water which is heated up on Yom Tov or water which is heated up on Erev Yom Tov. So first of all, the hot water system we have nowadays, most people, if we're talking about heating up water to wash either Ponev Yad Raglov or Kol Gufo, we're not talking about putting a pot on the flame and warming up water. We're talking about a system where you have a boiler. So first of all, let's talk about a regular system where you have a big tank of hot water and you want to turn on the hot tap in order to take out hot water. On Yom Tov, as it says, as we see, you can use hot water, you could even cook hot water on Yom Tov for cooking, and the Shulchan Aruch says Lehedja for washing up dishes as well, as long as they're dishes which only became dirty on Yom Tov and weren't dirty from before Yom Tov, you can use hot water. Trouble is nowadays it's not so simple, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara are all talking about heating up water in order to use it for washing or for washing up. Nowadays, you open the hot tap, hot water comes out of the boiler. When hot water comes out of your boiler, in almost all systems, unless you turn off all the taps before Yom Tov, cold water will now go into the boiler to replace it. That will trigger a thermostat, which will heat up the hot water. If that's the case, are you allowed to open a hot tap on Yom Tov, even if you want to use it for cooking and for washing up, which means Ikar Din is perfectly mutter? You have an additional problem nowadays that you're going to trigger possibly a thermostat in a boiler. And there are poskim who forbid it. They say B'Shem Rabbi Eliyashiv that it's also for exactly that reason. I think Hilchos Chag B'Chag says it's forbidden. You're not allowed to use a hot water tap nowadays on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov, even for cooking. You can't do it because you're going to trigger the thermostat. However, many poskim say it's perfectly mutter. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes about this. When they quote him, at least in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, he says you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because when you open up the water, first of all, when you open up the hot water tap, first of all, only a very small amount of water is going to go into the tank. The tanks are usually quite large. The small amount of water that will go in will not necessarily automatically trigger the thermostat, which will turn the flame on. Even if it does trigger the thermostat after some time, that is, what is the melocha that will be involved in there? Havorah, creating a new flame on Yom Tov, or creating a new heating on Yom Tov. Creating a new flame on Yom Tov is only a midrabbanan, and if it's only a groma, and it's not psik resha, because it's not inevitable, it's going to happen immediately, and it's letzoch ochol nefesh, because why are you taking out the hot water in the first place, then it's mutar lechatchila, there's no problem at all. So halacha lemaaseh, if you have a boiler, which is a tank of hot water, and you want to take out hot water in order to wash dishes or to wash, you're allowed to do so, and you don't have to worry about the fact that it might set the thermostat and make it start working.
Sorry, do we hear Shabbos or Yom Tov?
Yom Tov, only Yom Tov, only Yom Tov. We're talking about Yom Tov today. One second. Now, the same thing happens when you're talking about a hot water urn that you want to fill up on Yom Tov to use for Yom Tov, not for the next day. You can't prepare for one Yom Tov to the next, but on Yom Tov, if your hot water is going down, you want to fill it up, you can do so for the same reason. Open up the lid and pour cold water in, because it's not likely to immediately trigger the thermostat, and therefore there will be no problem. And afterwards, if it's mavashal, that's no problem. You're allowed to be mavashal on Yom Tov. Those who utter it in the case of opening up the hot water tap would utter it to fill up your urn as well. But those who matter certainly would say it's okay. Except that one should be careful not to pour a very large amount of cold water all in one go, because if you have hardly any hot water in there and you fill up the whole thing with cold water, it will almost certainly immediately trigger the thermostat, and then you have more of a problem. As long as you do it bit by bit and you don't immediately trigger a thermostat, or certainly if you can hear it actually boiling now on the thermostat, it's perfectly permissible to add more cold water into your hot water urn on Yom Tov in order to cook it up for the same Yom Tov. This we're talking about is a boiler, which is one of those big containers that has hot water. However, some people have what's called a combi boiler. These are normally for flats or for smaller places. And that type of boiler, the way it works is there is no tank of hot water. There's no hot water there at all. There's a machine that when you open the hot tap, the flow of water causes either a pilot light to come on and ignite gas, or there is a pilot light already in some older machines, and it ignites and opens up the gas taps, and they heat up water, and the water becomes instantly hot. So after a minute or two, hot water comes out of your tap. That is much more problematic to do, even on Yom Tov, and even if you're only doing it by opening up the tap. Some argue that already is not a groma, that's direct, because as soon as you open up the tap, you're igniting the flame and setting it alight. Even if that's not the case, and pashtus is not necessarily a problem, you can have another problem. This from Shlomo Zalman writes Lehedya, you won't be able to turn off the tap, because as soon as you turn off your hot tap, that automatically puts out the flame. Gram kibui, which is now no longer l'tzorech ochol nefesh, because you don't need to, it's not doing you any good, that's going to be problematic on Yom Tov, and that's also. So you have a combi boiler, you're not allowed to turn on your hot tap at home, because it's going to be problematic even on Yom Tov. But if you have a regular boiler, then you can turn on your hot tap and take water out of it, and there should be no problem at all. So, till now we've basically been talking about when it comes to washing dishes. Now, when it comes to actually washing a person, having a shower or making a bath. So now, let's consider, in the light of what we said before, heating up water on Yom Tov to wash the whole guf, that's forbidden the kol alma. Water which is heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to, according to the Mechaber, you're allowed to wash the whole guf. According to the Ramah, and that's how Ashkenazim Paskin, certainly, you're only allowed to wash the whole guf, ava, one limb at a time, but you can't go into a bath with such hot water, and you can't have a shower standing directly under the shower, even if the water's been heated up on Erev Yom Tov. So now, when you have your tank, which is full of water, and first day Yom Tov, you want to have a shower or a bath, so the water in there, which is now hot, has been heated up from Erev Yom Tov, from before. No melacha has been done on Yom Tov, and therefore no water has been heated up, not even beheta on Yom Tov, and therefore you have no problem. Incidentally, water which has been heated up beheta, if you went ahead and heated up beheta on Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to use to wash. It's not considered as water which you heat up on Erev Yom Tov. So not only are you not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash the kol haguf, you're not even allowed to use water which you heat up ahead. So, for example, if you were cooking the leftovers to wash kol haguf, that would also be osur. But water which is automatically heated on Yom Tov, on a time switch, for example, or had been there from Erev Yom Tov, Kierkegaard talks about something which is automatic, even in his day. We're often talking about a time switch, we're talking about a different system, but it's clear that he says that's also okay. All water which beans up on Erev Yom Tov, that lechura, you will be no problem, certainly according to the Machaber, to wash the whole guf, and according to the Ramah, to wash the whole guf, eva, limb by limb, but not going in the bath and not standing under it. However, the problem with that is that if you have a combi boiler, you can't turn the hot tap on at all on Yom Tov. If you have a regular boiler and you turn on the hot tap, as we said, you don't have to worry about triggering off the thermostat, that's okay, that's fine. The water has been cooked from Erev Yom Tov, and therefore there's no problem washing kol haguf eva. What's the problem? The problem is that the cold water which will go in now will be heated up on Yom Tov. Again, lechora, that's no problem. You're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov if you're going to use it. And according to Rosh Hashanah, even if you're not going to actually use that water, but if the only way you can take hot water out is to cook other water by grom and by letting it go in, you don't have to worry about that either. The trouble is that the next person to come and use the shower will now be using water which has been heated up on Yom Tov. Beheta, but that's a problem. Water which is heated up on Yom Tov Beheta, you can't use to be Rokot Kol HaGuf. Now, arguably the second person might also be okay, because if it's a big enough tank, most of the water in there will still be from Erev Yom Tov, so there's no problem. But it's going to get to a stage where either you've washed up a lot of dishes, or one or two or three or however many people have used the hot water already, that now the water in the boiler will be not water which was heated up Erev Yom Tov, but water which is heated up Yom Tov, even Beheta, which you're now no longer allowed to use to wash the whole guf. And therefore the first person to get into the shower or the bath should be okay on Yom Tov, as long as the water is heated up in Erev Yom Tov. But the next person, or certainly the person after that, is already going to have a problem and it won't be permitted to do it. However, there is an Eitzah. And the Eitzah is, the Shartim brings down, there's the Beis Meir, and there's the Nidah Behuda, and Prima Golem is mistopic to say the same thing. To say that although the Mishnah says, you're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash Pon of Yod HaVaraglav, only Pon of Yod HaVaraglav, but not the whole guf. However, if you're warming up hot water on Yom Tov in order to add it to cold water so that the cold water shouldn't be freezing cold, it won't be hot, but it'll be lukewarm, then you're allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov in order to add it to cold water so that the cold water will be lukewarm, and with that you can wash the kol haguf. So says the Beis Meir, and the Shartian brings it down. He says at least, Shartian is a shikur more machba, but in this case, the chorid, it would be okay. And therefore, the Eitzah would be that the first person or the second person, or as long as no one's used the hot water at all, will be able to use the hot water from the for a shower, for a bath on Yom Tov, as long as it's been heated up Erev Yom Tov, and as long as it's not a combi boiler. However, people after that who want to use the shower would have to put the shower tap or the bath tap on lukewarm and not on hot, in order that any water that has been heated up now, even if it's been heated up ahead, you can't use to wash kol haguf, but you can use it in order to make the water lukewarm as long as it's not going to be hot. So lechura, that is mikra adin. However, we now come to what we mentioned a little bit earlier, this idea about washing in cold water in the first place. As we said, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mavur from the Gemara, you can't wash the whole guf on Shabbos in water which is obviously not heated up on Shabbos, but even water that heats up on Erev Shabbos you can. But you are allowed to wash on Shabbos me'ikar adin in cold water. As long as it's completely cold, there's no hot water at all, there's no issa of rechitza. There's issa to go swimming, that's a separate issa, but stama rechitza, me'ikar adin, Shulchan Aruch says you can wash on Shabbos and certainly on Yom Tov in cold water, even the whole guf, no problem at all. However, the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that nowadays, and for a long time already, a few hundred years, Mohagu le'esor rechitza b'mayim karim. The minhag is to asa all washing, even in cold water, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov as well. And the main reason was of chashash shechita, a concern that people will squeeze water out of their hair, which is potentially issa d'oraisa. There were other chashoshes, the chashoshes that people would go out into the Shulchan Rabbim with still wet, which would be a shayla of hotzor. For various reasons, the poskim banned washing on Shabbos a whole guf, even in cold water. And therefore, everything we've been discussing till now was only me'ikar adin until we get to this. Once we get to this, now we have a problem. We can't wash the whole guf, the chlal, in cold water, even in cold water, and certainly not in hot water, not going to help you if the water is hot. However, if a person, since this is not really a Geseres Chazal, this is a mini glesa which we all have to keep because it's in, for hundreds of years the Poskim have banned it. Nonetheless, built into that was that if a person is certainly a choyle, even if he's not ill, but he's a mitztai, he's in discomfort, more than just regular discomfort. It's a particularly hot day, he sweated a lot, he feels very uncomfortable, then you don't have to worry about this. So says Moshe Feinstein, Minchas Yitzchok, other poskim will say that this later ban on washing in cold water, certainly, or potentially hot water, according to the attainment which we've discussed, would be mutter on Yom Tov, if you're talking about a person who's a mitzvah who's very uncomfortable from the heat.
Can I just ask you, why don't you advocate turning off the hot water ability to heat up on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Then you just put a tank full of.
If you could do that, that would be okay. But you'd still have a problem, certainly on Shabbos, that when you open up your hot water tap, cold water will go in, and the water itself, it wouldn't trigger the thermostat if you turn it off, but the water. If it cools down by the morning, then there's no point. Even if you turn off your boiler, if the water in the boiler is still hot enough, that when you open the hot tap, cold water will go in and get cooked. You can't use that on Shabbos. That's clear. Yeah. The child on the Messias. Yeah. Okay. So now. Okay. I'll just finish off because Bekitzanimus. To wash the whole goof, let's go back to starting from the end and working backwards. To wash the whole goof, even in cold water, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, is awesome. That's where it starts. However, someone who's particularly uncomfortable because it's been very hot or shvitzi or whatever it should be, is allowed to, but only in cold water. If you want to use hot water, it's only if the hot water has been heated up before Yom Tov. If you have a kombi boiler, you can't do that because it instantly heats it up. If you have a boil, you can open up the hot tap and you don't have to worry about the cold water going in. However, once a significant amount of water has come out of the boiler over this Yom Tov, then the water that will now be in there will be water which is heated up beheter on Yom Tov, which you're no longer allowed to wash on your whole goof on Yom Tov, and therefore you're allowed to still put it on lukewarm so that it's not hot, and that you are allowed to do. Again, you can only wash Ava, according to the Ramah. You can never stand underneath the shower entirely or go in the bath entirely. But you can wash Ava, as long as it's lukewarm or as long as the warm water heats up before Yom Tov. Don't forget, you have to be very careful to make sure that you don't do any schita, and of course you can't use soap, you would have to use liquid soap for other reasons in Malachas.